Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 372. I think I typed that right.
472?
Yeah. No, it's definitely 372.
What the hell is this thing?
Yeah, I messed
this
up.
Numbering convention is some bullshit.
Yeah, it's messed up. It's 372 of the Maritime Paintball Podcast. My name is Brad O'Donnell. With me, as always, is
your king, flamboyantly dressed from one of our sponsors, Moncton Paintball. They brought me a beautiful primal shirt. Your king of paintball, Thomas Castle. I'm going to be out there this weekend.
Mm.
Hope you can come down.
I'm planning on it.
The world famous Retail Jackson is coming to town. He's in town now. Actually, he's in Bathurst. He's around up north, and he is coming to Moncton to play on Sunday. Cameron Bow is coming up. Cameron's coming up from Nova Scotia. Kind of hoping we can wrangle up like Turtle and those guys, but it's such short notice. I don't fucking know if they can do it.
It's short notice, but it's if they got the day off. I mean, it's a 2-hour drive away for them. They're in Halley.
Yeah, somebody tag Turtle in this post and be like, "Bitch, come to Moncton."
Right? Yeah, that's exactly what I want the messages to say too. Tag Turtle.
Tell Will to put down his Star Wars toys and come and play some paintball with us and stop being a bitch.
Stop being a child. Playing with your Star Wars stuff and be a man and pick up your other toys and play with those.
That's better.
Right?
Be see what teenager, I have. You.
Ah.
I was like, whoa.
Got him in the first half. So
looking back at my Lego set, and I'm like, fuck off.
Right?
Fuck you.
I get
it. So Moncton Paintball, Rip Kings. Trying to think. Wish everything was 2 hours away. It is. That's a crime, Cliff. Yes, that is. I'm pretty sure that is why Josh Estrada is saying that I look like somebody from Dazed and Confused. It's true, man. The gas man brought this back for me, and I feel like I really should just, you know, Chong seems to really work. I seem to channel my inner Tommy Chong, man. So in a moment's notice, we came up with a really cool topic of the show the other night.
By we, I mean
I thought
you.
That was a good idea.
And I posted it, and it blew up. Like,
what did you get? Four posts? Four comments?
I mean, 28. I'll take it.
Get the fuck out of here. I haven't even looked.
All right, we got 28 comments.
Because unlike the Frontline Paintball Podcast, I don't prepare a goddamn thing. I just show up and Brad tells me what to do. So,
more or less.
Don't forget to go and see those guys and maybe tell Tonka. It's pretty. I'm looking forward to seeing him again. I'm going to get him in the shino ballo, and I'm going to bring a little polish.
We got to give him some constructive criticism that, like, next time he's going to be on the field and pictures are going to be taken, just a little bit more baby oil. Just a little bit more.
Hogan must pose. Hogan must pose.
Yeah. We should definitely present him with a Hulk Hogan costume.
I think
like
he would
90s.
Totally look good.
I want 90s Hulk Hogan. I want 90s, 80s. Yeah. 80s Hulk. I want the yellow.
Well, yeah. Late 80s, early 90s, yeah. Like Hulkamania.
I want Hulkamania Hulk. Shirt. Yeah.
We're going to strut a shirt next year. We're going to get him to like just tear it off in the field like a badass.
It'd be great.
Someone's going to remind me 1 year from, like, you know, 8 months from now that we got to get him a rip-off shirt. Anyways.
Tonight's episode. We're talking first paintball games. What was your first game like? And
my first time.
Yeah, we're going to talk
about
it.
It was a strange time. Dear Penthouse, can't believe this happened to me. It was my first time. That's what I want to hear.
Red Shoe Diaries.
I want to hear your Red Shoe Diaries about how you guys got your paintball cherry popped. I'd love to see it. I want to hear it. I'd love to see it. But I like hearing those good stories because we all got womped that first day.
Oh, yeah.
We all thought we were Superman. Cat, listen, get off. That's not the time. We were all there. We were all those cocky. Some of us were cocky little kids. Some of us were cocky teenagers. We got our asses fucking thumped.
Yeah. Definitely.
Stories. And since I'm a shit and didn't prepare anything,
I've got them
go
all in front
over.
Of me.
Oh, thank goodness. You have such a good voice anyways. So,
but do we want to start with theirs? Do we want to get ours out of the way?
I've told mine 100 times. You guys have all heard me tell the story of going up to Combat Zone with... make a long story short, I played out of Combat Zone probably when I was like 12 or 13, and I met Chris. That was the first time I met the legendary Chucky, And we discovered that day that they called me Bounce Boy because I ran for the flag like a fucking 12-year-old fat ass playing Call of Duty today. And I got that flag. I paid that day. They shot me fucking from the back of the head to the ass. And Chris, I can remember coming back to the staging area. And I'm sure Chris still remembers it because he was fucking laughing to kill himself. And I can remember going home and having welts all over me. Again, I'm like 12. And I had shell in my ear. And it was so much fun that I was hooked like a smackhead. Now, I was that 12-year-old. You go once a year. It's kind of what you do for if you're not, you don't have anybody into that, into the sport, which I didn't. Fuck. Yep. I'm almost 40. And I've had to go and be like, okay, boys, like, I love you all, but I got to go make paintball friends because I got to do this. It's something you want to do. So easy peasy, sexy boy. What's yours? Not Terry. Terry's never played paintball before. Don't look at him. Terry, get on camera.
They're both currently at the top of their cat tree. One is sleeping. The other one's cleaning the other one. So mine was, I still remember. This is wild. I remember sitting in class and the guy in front of me turning around and saying, hey, I'm doing paintball for my birthday. Do you want to come? Like, I still remember being asked to go.
Oh, nice.
And nice. Which either says that I had a great memory back in the day or I had no friends and it was the core memory because I, you know.
I'm going with the second one because I'm definitely with the second one.
Yeah. So that happened. So yeah, he's like, you want to go paint? I was like, yeah, sure. Let's go. I'll try that. It was at Fredericton. It was at Capital City, paintball and archery here in town. And I remember showing
has
up.
Has the field changed at all since then?
Not a damn thing. Well, actually, it has. They used to have two fields. Back then, there was the speedball field on the next to the building. And then there was a small woods ball field behind it. And then there was a bigger woods ball field across the road. You actually had to walk across the road, which was fine because it's in an industrial park. So it's not a busy road. You pop over. And you were in this bigger field. And I think we were shooting piranhas. I remember the black and yellow... The yellow gripped with the black body piranha. You bought paint in bags of 500 or bags of 50. He actually had them. He took the bags, the bigger bags, and he broke them down into bags of 50, little Ziploc bags. And I remember.
How much was a bag of 50 paintballs? Do you remember? For birthdays, that's fucking. I wonder. That's genius.
I wonder if I could.
Like,
find...
That is his price.
I mean, his prices have definitely changed, I'm sure.
Oh, fucking course.
But I wonder if he still has that same pricing structure. We're going to take a quick look. But so I go and I'm, you know, the typical, cool. Like wearing like a shitty sweater and a pair of like jogging pants or something, right? Like I look like a rental. Yep.
I can still see myself.
Yeah. Oh, here we go. Now packs of 100. So it's $8 for 100, 14 for 200. 32 for 500, 60 for 1,000, 110 for 2,000.
In terms of birthdays, that's great.
The birthday package.
That's a great, I like that structuring for the low amount of paint. That's a cool idea.
I'm going to comment on Led's comment here in a second. The birthday package he has right now is the package is for 10 people, gives each person a marker, a mask, 100 paintballs, 2 hours of play, two hot dogs, pop, and a piece of cake. Party lasts 2.5 hours. That's $275. That's $27.50 per person.
That's not bad. Sorry. I got distracted by, I took my glasses off to wipe them and I got distracted by the farmer. Just stirring shit.
So anyways,
he's an arsehole.
We go and it's a bunch of rental players and we're playing like rental players play. Right. This is a party. Right. So it's a private event. There's no walk-ons. There's no nothing. It's just a party. And I distinctly remember crawling under a log
in my skin.
And they got the sun stuck in my head now.
Those wounds, they did not heal. That's why you're still playing paintball all these years later.
I crawled under a log and shot a kid while he was walking by, snapped him in the ass, and I remember he threw his paintball gun in the air. And then I got out of Dodge because I thought the gun was going to land and break the ASA off and, like, shoot the tank at me or something. So I got the hell out of Dodge.
Fear is how you fell.
And the next day, I was on the internet looking up paintball stuff. Like, hooked instantly. Instantly. A week later, I had a 98 custom.
Amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty wild. So it, yeah, it was nuts, and it was great. And Lead Farmer says, Brad said last week, MAGFed players are terrible at playing paintball. In case we forgot, for the record, what I said is that a lot of MAGFed players are bad at paintball, and I still stand by that. Because you are, a lot of you, not most, not an. I'm not going to say most. I'm not going to say minority. I'm just going to say a lot, a chunk of MAGFed players. Are just bad at paintball. I'm sorry, but you are.
I'm going to ask for a definition of bad here, because I mean, I'm bad at paintball. Fuck, first one to tell you, fuck you. I'm out there for myself to have fun. We've been over that. So,
how do I define this? I've seen a lot of MAGFed players spend a lot of time putting together their outfits and the trinkets that go on the gun. And they spend a lot of time practicing. I'm going to use that term very loosely, practicing military-ish tactical stuff, right? Which, as long as they're having fun, that's fine. I'm not saying they're not having fun out there, but they're spending a lot of time trying to be special forces. And it doesn't work, and they
it doesn't translate to a quality of, you don't get good at playing basketball by fucking around on the court all day,
right?
By making sure that you look good. You don't get better at playing basketball.
Exactly.
But yeah, I can't, this is it is bordering on like gatekeeping, where I'm like, whoa now. And I'm not shitting on anybody, because I'm
if you're having fun,
I saw some tactical looking motherfuckers out
there. If you're having fun,
MAGFed Conrad with the MAGFed fashion show.
MAGFed fashion show. If you're having fun, that's great. Go for it. Oh. I don't care. Right? I don't care. Just.
I love that comment. That just makes me happy.
But like, I just, when it comes down to playing paintball, and I mean like not scenario ball, not rec, you know, not playing big games, not playing speedball, playing just a regular walk-on day, a lot of y'all MAGFed players aren't good. You get stomped on a lot because you're trying to use like what you perceive as military tactical stuff in paintball, and it's not. So as long as you're having fun, though, I don't care. If you're giving the field money, I don't care. That's great. I love it. Do you, boo, right?
Lead, you and I are going to talk after. I am thinking, one day I'm going to just like hijack this bitch and I'm just going to have you on and let you just fucking go.
Fuck, I'll bring Led on. No problem. Let's bring him on next week.
I'm out of town next week.
Right. The week after.
We're going to the mythical. We're going to smoke on to. So it'll have to be the week after. Mm-hmm. We'll work with Led's schedule because he's going to be fun. I can tell this is going to be.
Shots fired.
That's going to be.
For those of you who know, you know.
Yeah, hold on. Before we fucking space out too far on our rants here, I want to read Cameron's because it's a good one. It's a good sized paragraph that popped up here.
For sure.
I remember my first time was at some woodlot a guy owned and did a Sunday rentals with 98 Customs, loads of fun. My friend who got us to come out had an AK kit on his 98C with an E trigger or a double trigger, and another had a flatline barrel. I would say he was sniping because the extra range was super cool to 14-year-old me. Would play occasionally weekends until he closed later that year. That there is just, we all had that friend.
Absolutely. And the frontline barrel.
And I love him. I still think about him. And I love him
the
dearly.
The frontline barrel was amazing for getting those rounds to go like an extra 100 feet. But they missed whatever you were shooting at by about 200 feet left or right. Like the ball just went wherever the hell it wanted to. Like those flatland barrels were wild. But yeah, it was funny. You couldn't hit a damn thing with those flatline barrels, but they were so much fun. Nightmare was saying his first time, said some douche took me out to play paintball for the first time. I thought, that
I
was
met
me.
That guy. Hi. He's a huge dick. Yeah.
Yeah. It's me. Hi. What's going on? I took him out to play his first game.
It was good for him. It seems to have worked out well for him.
I think so. Yeah, it was.
Isn't a baller promo code to get shot by you, motherfucker? I wore bright yellow, and you shot me in my fat ass, and I loved it. It's still. I read one of the comments on the YouTube video. It's like, when did you play with the king? Like,
yeah, motherfucker, you played with me that day.
Right. It was. Yeah. Right.
I just kind of giggled and titted
right,
to myself.
Right. His coat suddenly developed a small split in it. And the smallest little coattails formed.
Yeah, I'm fucking hanging on.
Soon we'll all be riding the king's coattails. Except it's gonna be the king's, what do they call them? It's not a cape. What is it? It's a
robe.
A robe. We're gonna be yeah, riding the king's robe.
You ever see if anybody's read Invincible, the giant ceremonial robe that they yeah. wear? Or any of Ric Flair's robes.
Yeah. Just
sparkling, fucking like flowing with a big fucking boa, but it's too fucking hot to wear that, man.
Yeah,
you gotta wear that shit.
Yeah, Tuna fell off. King jumped on.
Hey, man, I know what I am.
Nothing wrong with that. So we did ask the public out there. We're like, yo, tell us about your first time. Honestly, I think the comment that wins is Andrew Gagnon's, because his comment was.
Gagnon.
Gagnon.
Yep. Yeah, he's heard Gagnon. That one. Trust me. But right. Gagnon,
I had a friend in high school. Her name, her last name was Gagnon. So we, yeah, mm-hmm. she was Gagnon.
Mm, yeah. Like I said.
Right.
We have a Gagnon too. And he just shakes his head now whenever we make the joke.
Right. Like, but he said, just like first time having sex, about 30 seconds, and immediately wanted to do it again.
Yes, sir.
Yep. 100%. I agree. Wholeheartedly.
He gets it.
I wholeheartedly agree. But we had, yeah, so we had a bunch of people comment. Like, we'll go through them all. We're going to get through them. There's a lot of comments, though. Holy hell. A lot of really simple ones, which were great. Straight to the point. George Finch. It's my cousin's 17th birthday. I'm pushing 35. Wore the heaviest boots I could find. However, it was great. Got me hooked. Right? Irving Chan, it was a wonderful store manager who hosted the staff to play paintball at a local field, and I was hooked. That's cool. I like that it was a work thing. That's cool, yeah. Right? Love that.
That's killer.
I worked for a couple of companies, and they were just like, hey, Brett, you play paintball. How is that for, like, team building? I was like, we're playing paintball? He's like, maybe not. I was like, oh, come on. Let's go. I'll go easy. And they're like, Josh Sams, I began my addiction to paintball 2 years ago at D-Day. It was my first time playing a big game. D-Day got me hooked, and ever since then, it's been an expensive ride, but one I will always love. Going to D-Day is his first game, like big game. I love that.
That's your first ball. That was my first big game, too.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
If that's your first big game, but imagine that being your first fucking game.
There was a couple people.
We're going to go to this... That's metal.
There's a couple people
like
every
you're
year.
You're gonna go. Sadly, you'll never have another paintball experience that will ever rival it.
It's right. It's kind of like
I'm sorry. Until you go, you know, farther west, farther south to that place that Mr. Estrada lives in, that Confederation of States.
Yeah,
they're all united and shit.
Neb Nella. Said, when the nerdy kid What's from Nebiga? Class invited me to a paintball birthday, my mom pretty much had to say yes. It was all downhill the moment I rushed up the back staircase of the 10,000 square foot embassy building at the second Flag Raiders paintball field with a trusted Stingray rental in my hand. Absolutely. Steve
nice.
Gator, what's
nice.
Happening? We're talking
about,
first time.
Tell me about your first time.
Yeah, tell me about your first time. Kenny Stewart.
We were using...
Oh, what?
What's Kenny's?
Oh, Kenny's is a paragraph and a half because it's Kenny. And he's got proper grammar. So let me see if I can read this. goes, ah, the year was 1999. Global warming was not a thing yet. Temperatures were of a tolerable degree. It was a midsummer's day. The smell of countryside farmland with a hint of napalm was in the air. As young teenagers that had little supervision, we began construction on two epic 20-foot by 20 or by 40-foot by two-level forts crafted from the best materials borrowed from local farmers. We were slowly dismantling a barn. Rules were simple. Well, there were none. Just be shot till you did not want to be and retreat to your fort, using only the finest equipment found at your local Walmart, plastic pumps, brass eagle mask. The excitement, adrenaline, and rush of the game was the draw to keep playing. It was dangerous, sure, but we loved it. 24 years later, and I'm still here, hooked, loving paintball.
That
sounds exactly like something Kenny would write.
It sounds like something Kenny would do, having met the man, having spoken to the man.
And, and Led says, and Neb has been a dick ever since.
Again, things that, oh, what did Roger post?
Roger? Oh. Wait, Roger Raffius?
Yeah.
Or Roger Weber?
Roger Raffius posted, look at that, is those old Splatmasters?
I don't know, where
look
is he?
Look at those. 543. Yarmouth, Nova Scotia, first game in 88. If you can find that picture on our, on this comments, guys. I remember I had one of those Splatmasters. I think that our Bushmaster, I think is what that's called. That big fucking pistol that you have to pop it at the back. Oh, that brings me back. I don't think I've ever actually seen one work.
It's because they work, but they're old.
Look at young Roger. Oh my God, this is wonderful. I'm seeing this all for the first time, guys, as you can tell. So this is just
the
dope.
Old days. Old days when the Crossman rentals. So the Crossman rentals, like, they are so hard to find now. Like, they are a collector's item. It is wild.
Look at that friggin' pistol, dude. Yeah, you'd get ganked walking down the street with that today.
Oh yeah, 100%. And that's why it's funny when First Strike released the Roscoe and Umarex has the HDR and the TTR, whatever they call it. The HDR? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
HDX?
HDX or HD, whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Whatever.
They've got those pistols. And then it's just like the Crossman has been around for so long and it was just, it worked, but it didn't work great, but it was great for the time.
Did that fire 68 cal?
No.
What did that fire?
I think it was 50, 48, or 43. Something. I forget.
Yeah. That's. Oh, okay. The small cal. Oh, that is sick, though. I love that. That is killer. Is that what that Western cowboy dude was carrying at?
Yeah.
At Commando a couple years ago, the dude that was dressed up like a.
Yeah, he was running crossbows.
That was sick. That was so fucking
so cool, right? Moncton paintball saved enough money with a newspaper route to buy a Nightmare, then an SL68 pump. We were challenged by the older teens to a woods ball battle. While we were prepping our gear by the fire pit, we were surrounded by the opponents when they arrived and told to put on our masks and get ready. We scattered and one by one eliminated the adults. I remember waiting for the perfect shot for over 15 minutes, which at the time felt like an eternity. We won, and from that point on, I haven't stopped playing the sport. That was in 1989.
Look at that. That is beautiful.
It's a nightmare.
Dustin.
Yeah. Crazy, right? No, it's sorry, that's a birthday. That's the SL60. I don't know what I was thinking. Oh my God. And then Matt Savageau, the early 90s, had a pump tracer, changed midday to a semiotic Brass Eagle Stingray, and that I was hooked on phonics. Like, all of these times are just basically people being like, and that's the crazy thing, is everybody's first time playing usually is I got dragged out to a game, or I went to a birthday party, or it was a work thing. It's very rarely somebody sees Cliff.
I'm gonna go.
Yeah. Here, let's. Sorry, folks. I realize we've been looking at pictures. How do I embed this?
Yeah, I'd say just go to our Facebook page, the Maritime Paintball Podcast, where you should be watching this, unless you're watching it on Twitch or one of our other partners, because fuck yeah.
I'm dropping the link in the chat there. You can go check that out.
Yeah, because this is everybody's the comments from the thread that we're kind of Googling over and reading and just like, aw, it's adorable, Neb Nella.
So it's just, it's fun to see people being like, I didn't want to go, but I went, and now I can't stop playing. Like, it's a lot of that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's warming the blackest parts of my heart. Because
Steve Birchfield says, my son went to a 16th birthday party for a friend, and the friend's dad asked me to go. With rental gun in hand, went and played terribly. I don't think I shot anyone out all day, but it didn't discourage me. I went and bought my son and I markers, hoppers, and gear. We started playing almost every weekend. The friend and his dad also came out with us for a while. That was about 20 years ago. My boys are grown and married, but I still play. They play when they're in town with me. I have 6 kids, 4 boys, 2 girls, and all of them have played. My oldest and youngest enjoy it the most, aside from me. It's great.
Oh, man.
Right? That's wholesome.
I'm hoping that that my intern, my star intern, will want to play.
I
won't force him either. I'll shoot your kid any day of the fucking week. But I don't know how long it's going to take me a minute or two before I open up on mine. There'll be some. I'm already waiting for. He's starting to sleep a little more now. Papa had to go wake him up the other morning, so I just went to his bedroom and I like poked him between the eyes and went, "Hey," and he opened one eye. I'm like, "It's time to get up." And he just stared at me. I'm like, oh, I like that look. You little fucker.
Oh, okay. You didn't like that, okay, did you, so you little shit?
We're getting an idea of what he's going to be like as a teenager. Okay, okay. I've already been given permission that the youngest intern, who has, you know, still only 3 months old, almost 4.
Yes.
But I've been given permission that she's allowed to become a paintballer.
She's not allowed to date one.
No, God, no.
They're fucking degenerates.
Yeah, absolutely. She can play all she wants, but she cannot date them. Absolutely not.
Oh, Lead. That's poor taste. Also read your comment. That was very nice. I liked it. It was another very fine comment from the Facebook page here. Where'd you go? Went to Commando for the first time 2015. That's nice. Like, you have, I thought you'd been playing longer than that, you sexy bitch.
Awesome. yeah,
he's
right.
He's played more games than I ever have. But
it's funny when you see people, it's like, when you hear about people, it's like, I've been playing for 20 years, 30 years. And it's like, that's awesome. And then other people are like, I've been playing for a year. And it's like, what? Christopher Struck, first time playing was the girlfriend's family. Don't think I shot anyone playing 2 games, shooting the Phenom X7. Had tons
of fun.
That's
a hell of a fucking way to start.
Right? Had tons of fun the next day. Played with the kids' rental group of like 30. I managed to actually shoot some people. I think I was using the 98. Next month, I bought my own gear. It's crazy, right? It's crazy that people started like... And I mean, like, I started playing in 2007. So in 4 short years, I will have officially been playing paintball for 20 years.
1997 when I played my first game. Now again, there's like one game a year kind of thing, but playing like we do now, it's only been 3-4 years, and thank fuck.
I've been playing like this, like I played my first game in 2007, and then it, like you said, a game every 6 months, every year, whatever, right? But I've been playing like this since 2014, 2015. So it's crazy. It's still wild.
You know,
Cliff Mayer's been playing since 1982.
Yeah, I think he's our reigning, like, I think he's the daddy of
you literally can't play before that. If anyone ever says, no. Oh, I was playing since 1980, be like, you're full of shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's crazy, man. It's wild.
I've been playing, honestly, I'm gonna say it. A little bit lost my taste for the street ball. I enjoy it, but it's not the same. I really like my mech. I like that just a little bit slower.
Dude, mech.
You got to think a little more.
Mech tourneys are a thing, and they are coming back.
We are working on that. Moncton Paintball, I'm going to see the gas man on Sunday. We're going to talk to him again about it, try to really get the ball rolling on that, because daddy needs a little mech. You want to bring a mag fed to it? Fuck it, go ahead.
Counts.
It's going to be a limited paint. it's going to be limited paint anyways. And I have seen speedballers. You put a MagFed marker in their hand and they snapshot. That's some cool shit. Like seeing a speedball just snap, lean out and snap with a fucking MagFed is just, it takes them a game or two to get the hang of it, but
no,
then they try it. And you, I'd be scared to put FSRs in their hands and just send them all the way to the back of the field. Just, yeah, we, just sit back there. It's just going to cost you a shitload of money.
We're going to see a lot more of that because of the EMF 100 can be stripped down into basically a MagFed speedball gun. Right, like that's, you see a lot of the guys running it where it's like it holds, it shoulders like a speedball gun, it shoots like a speedball gun, it just feeds the paint the wrong way. That's all. So it's wild. I want to see more mech for sure. I know what you mean about the street ball, about losing the taste for it. I think I'm a little bit more on the street ball has evolved into something new. From when it originally was in inception,
the first plan. I'm not, again, not shitting on it because it's evolved. Really do enjoy it.
It's evolved.
It's a little more than what I. It's right about the most that I enjoy, because again, I always look at EPPL, and I go,
yeah.
That's the next step in terms of competitiveness that I just don't have.
I don't have the time. I don't have the money. I don't have the energy to compete at that level.
Yeah, but I still do enjoy going out. Like, I should go out for one of their practice days and just go out and get the shit shot out of me. That'll get that fucking masochistic streak that I've had running for the last 6 months out of me, I'm sure.
What's this? Nebnella, everyone whose first game was birthday party should always have birthday paintball birthdays. I've cream cake, hot dogs, and all. What the fuck is cream cake?
Ice cream cake. Oh. Misspelled Ive. Then he didn't probably know. He's probably on his phone and that shit autocorrected.
Well, I don't know. It was like, I don't know if it was supposed to be ice cream cake or I've had cream cake, because I think cream cake's a thing. I have to look it up now.
Don't look up cream pie.
No, it is. Cream cake's a thing. It's an actual cake. It's Angel's food cake. Is another. It's funny. Joshua Stratus started with a Brass Eagle marker, then got better with a 98, then a Cocker, and now we use an EMAC. Sorry to hear that. No, I'm kidding. I should have stopped at the Cocker, man. That was just that you peaked, man. You peaked. John Vitor started playing 2 years ago thanks to a friend who invited me to a birthday party and now forever hooked. Jack Angelo. Couldn't agree more. My first game was a birthday party. After that, I got four of my friends into it from my birthday parties. I kind of want to have a paintball birthday party. My birthday's in like a month.
I have a paintball cake.
I know.
I've had I had a paintball anniversary. And
I love
once.
You for it.
That's still paintball.
Yeah.
I have a paintball birthday.
Yeah. Okay. Apparently, I already am having a paintball birthday.
You already did. Like last August.
Yes. I know. And. I'm getting yelled at here off camera.
I know, and it's fucking hilarious. I don't have anymore.
Except for my Your fucking cake cat. Is fine. That won't... Uh-huh. I know, that's why you have a kid. Ooh. Nebnella. I had, I think the first one we used was a Spider XTR. Because I remember the nice marker that Buddy had was a Spider Shutter.
Oh, Brad's in trouble.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I don't know what was the marker before the Shutter, but that was my first, like, I went to a field, and that was the rental fleet that Chris had out at Combat Zone. And,
John Futuris has come August 5th. We could do an early birthday party for you, Forever Moncton, the King of Paintball.
Because I'm in Smokanda.
That's right.
I have to return to the homeland to stoke the ancient fires with the Dirty Dozen and send prayers to the gods.
My birthday's on a Thursday.
We're going up next Thursday. And we're there till Monday.
Yeah, I can't go.
Brittany, he's coming.
No, I can't. I've got to work. I've got, because I took
fuck
time.
Him.
What? Well, because I took a week off to go to Newfoundland.
Call in sick.
I take actually like off. This job. Mostly.
Yeah, that's fair. I am not a
solid 75% like this job.
75%?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Okay. The
I accept your numbers.
Where's it going with this?
I don't know.
I forget now. Med Farmer says the Phenom was the best marker when he started. The Phenom was a weird gun. Like Tippmann went out of their way.
At that time.
Like the Phenom was neat and it looked sharp out of the box, but it suffered the same problem that a lot of those tactical milsim looking guns suffered at the same time. Was like when you first look at it and you're like, damn, that's sharp. And then you put a hopper on it and you're like, damn, that looks dumb as hell. Like,
I've picked a couple of them up. I've never fired one. They feel chintzy.
They're actually surprisingly sturdy on the inside. It's just, they bolted a lot of crap onto them. That was the problem.
It's a Tippmann. Of course, the insides are sturdy.
Like, yeah, they were built really well from the inside out, but the outside, they added a bunch of bullshit to them that did not need to be there at all. But yeah, it was like it had kind of the best of both worlds. It also had a, it was more air efficient than the A5 because when you pulled the trigger, the bolt went forward and then a spring pushed the bolt back. It didn't use an air, it didn't recycle.
It didn't use the air to recock it.
There was a spring that handled the bolt, so it was more efficient. It was great. It was a tank. Man. It could take an absolute beating, and they were super easy to strip and repair. But they were just, they had so much crap on them that didn't need to be there. Like, they came with a fake magazine that went into a mag well.
I've seen that on a bunch of those, though, because the BT7 or one of those BT markers has that, too. Isn't it like a toolkit in there?
Yeah, it's a couple of Allen keys. So, which some fields, you'd get in shit for taking the Allen keys on the field. Because you could crank up your air.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So,
makes sense.
Conrad said he had a Milsig for a while. It was all right, but the Sierra 1 never let me down in a hopper matches. Sierra 1 was great. It was basically a 98 custom strapped in a tactical package.
Oh, I know the one you're talking about. Fuck yeah.
Yeah, right?
Fuck yeah.
TGR1. Lead Farmer had a TGR1. I always wanted a TGR1. I never got one. I always went to TGR2. Nev.
Oh, hell yeah. It's, you know what a fucking TMC is? It's a 98 with the fucking feed on the feed neck on the bottom of a magazine. That's
exactly what it is.
All it fucking is.
Exactly what it is.
I love mine. I love
them. They're great little workhorses, man. Anybody who wants to try MagFed should definitely start with a TMC. If you get bored of
the same marker, basically.
Basically the same thing. I think the Stormer is a little sleeker, a little bit more stripped down. The TMC is a little bit more like
where you put your joints.
That's actually,
I did run into a problem. I ran into a problem though. It's my Gator mail. My Gator mail is the problem. I can't smoke as consistently on the field because I can't ref roll it, right? Just but like I said, if I managed to shove the whole joint, just, you know, you puff it down long far enough, and thank God that the mask has got like that nice big can on it, so I can just pop the joint and smoke
it. I have an idea for you. We're gonna get a little length of tubing. Right? And we'll zip tie it to the inside of the mask, and it'll come out, and then it'll poke out just a little bit at the bottom of the mask, and it's just enough that you can fit the joint into, and it'll basically be like a really flexible version of those French cigarette filters.
Oh, God, it was. actually, hold on. We have something like that. It's just getting it through the mask is going to be the problem without, you know, compromising, protecting my teeth and face.
That's right.
See, there's these little silicone thingies that you can buy.
Okay.
If you don't want to touch your joint. Plus, if you get it down real short and you want to smoke it to the filter, because, you know, us Maritimers are fucking poor.
Yeah.
So we smoke our shit to the fucking roaches.
And right that we smoke half the filter before we decide to give it up.
No, fuck that. I was saying the other day, somebody, I don't know if I mentioned it on the show, that I had met somebody who saves their res. For those who don't smoke a lot of weed anymore or don't remember, the res is what builds up at the bottom of your pipe. You've got a metal pipe, it builds up, and it's like a black tar almost. It's disgusting. And you scoop that out, And if you're real desperate for a stone, you'd scrape that back into your pipe and smoke it again. It's basically like going through the ashtray and picking apart your roaches and then re-rolling it into like a second gen joint. Tastes like shit. And I'm sitting here and I'm talking to someone. I said, yeah, I still save my roaches. I'm thinking, why the fuck do I save my roaches anymore? Weed's cheap, motherfucker.
Right?
I'm not going to become... I have not become so desperate to smoke a joint that I had to smoke my roaches in probably a decade. But I keep saving them.
Habit,
man. Once in a blue moon. It's a habit. I've done it once in a while. I've smoked it, and I'm like, why did I do this? My brain hurts. I'm just like, fuck my life. I'm trying to watch a movie, and I'm like, my eyes are fucking crossed.
Yeah.
Fuck. You know what? We didn't mention that we had a fantastic sandwich recently.
Oh my God, that's true.
This podcast,
Yeah.
And correct, Neb, if you don't cough, you don't get off. We did not discuss Maritime Paintball Podcast knows that I am a fan of a good sandwich.
And we had...
There's only one sandwich. The sandwich.
Would you call it the king of sandwiches?
The mecca of smoked meat is what I've always called. Going to... I know that's not... It's probably terrible, but that is like when you get to Montreal... That is where my brain goes. Fuck everything else. That's where I'm going. I want to have it. And then it's good. It's like a junkie. You get that smoked meat that you go to Schwartz's on fucking St. Lawrence Street. And you get that beautiful fucking smoked meat sandwich. There's going to be a wait. They're going to make you stand in line. Then they're going to go, duh, and they walk you in. Brad went right straight. He figured it out real quick. Sat us right at the bar. What do we order? Fucking gotcha. Smoked meat, poutine. The smoked meat was half gone before the poutine got to us. And you had to slow down because we would have both inhaled that sandwich. And in the time that I had finished mine and I'd half my poutine, Brad's done. He can't eat anymore. And I'm sitting and I'm looking down that grill. I'm like, fuck, I could get another. Whoa, bud. Out there are some fighting words there, but he is French and he is local. So I will give him, I don't know if he's local. I don't know if he doesn't live in Montreal. If he does, fuck. But well, Dunn's is really good too. But Schwartz's is legendary, baby. Dunn's is real good, but them's fighting words.
They're also in two different parts of the province. Like, wait, are we talking? So we got Pete's smoked meat. Would that be the same as smoked meat Pete in, I can't pronounce it, Le Perriot, Quebec? Is that the same spot? Because if that's, we're talking. Meat?
Well, that doesn't matter, but he's got a good smoked meat sandwich here. It looks like, oh my God. Ooh. See, I'm not down to see. Okay.
Yeah,
that's the thing. He's local enough that he knows he's found a little hole in the wall. He's got some dope ass smoked meat. I gotta trust the man.
I'm gonna say.
What am I?
That look just from the pictures. I couldn't tell them apart. Now, that also being said, I'm looking at this and I'm thinking that plate looks awful clean. That place looks a little too high end for me. I like Schwartz's vibe, right? And I mean this in the best way possible. Schwartz's had that right amount of grime, that healthy amount of dirt that a busy place has.
It's a biker joint,
right? So,
it's very nice for a biker joint. But I definitely want to don't go to the YouTube. Fuck you. I want to eat this food. Don't tease me. Hold on, we got a good one here because something that's not a sandwich. I don't normally talk about my first game, but my first game was back in the early 2000s. My best friend, older and younger brothers, played paintball at the time, and they went to tournaments. I always wanted to play with them, and they came to her house to practice on their outlaw practice tire field. Well, after much wanting, they allowed me to play one game against the older sister and was given one ball in the marker and put on the field. I got to keep going on this. It keeps going. I can't see the whole comment. Fuck.
I want to read the whole thing. I was really getting into this.
Folks, we've discovered that apparently our comment system where we watch the comments does in fact have a limit on characters. I got you, buddy. They said go. I ran to a barrel bunker in front and peeked around. Adrenaline running, I peeked around and saw her at the similar bunker on her end of the field. The older brother who was reffing walks by me, tossed me another ball. I lose it in the grass, grabbed it, loaded it in the hopper, and was told freeze behind the distraction worked and freeze from behind. The distraction worked and I lost. I was never allowed to play again. Terrible first story, but I still had a calling to play again. And then later was invited to Mission Paintball in Moncton for my first actual game in 2011. Then played at least once a year after that, then played regular from 2008. It sounds like your friend's brothers were dickheads. The one ball thing? Yeah. Like, what is that? That's just like... Anyways.
And then runs her down and freeze. Like, nah. I can understand not wanting to talk about that. That is equivalent to having a bad first time story.
It's true. It's true, right?
That's
it's
like that first off seat of a car, like, yeah,
right. Don't know what you're doing. It's uncomfortable and it's awkward and
it's not really fun.
But you want to do it again.
What the fuck you're? But you want? Yes, that is it.
Right.
Fuck! I want another smoked meat sandwich.
Same.
Fuck! I want to go back.
We're gonna have to try this Pete's place, man.
Yeah, next time we adventure, we're gonna have to find a way to get some pizza.
We'll figure it out because we'll find a way to add it to the trip. We'll pop in somewhere. We'll do let's do directions. Let's see if we go from Fredericton. We'll use Fredericton as the starting spot, and then we'll go to Pete's Smoked Meat. Smoked Meat Pete. Sorry. And then on to Commando Action Center. Assuming we do this on the...
Yeah. I'd almost do it if we were going to Mirabelle.
Mirabelle Paintball.
Because if I'm going to Pete's and I'm going to play paintball, I'm going to have to compare them both.
Buddy. It can be done. It's on the way.
Ooh, I loves me some like real Jamaican. We have a kick-ass Jamaican place.
I've never had real Jamaican food.
Oh man, their jerk fucking pork. They make a jerk pork poutine for white people. So they just take their amazing, all their amazing stuff, and then just put it on top of the poutine.
Right.
And it is so hot that I sweat.
Oof. Nope. See, that
one.
And
I
want to
rip my face off, and it's so fucking good.
I can't do that kind of heat.
Oh, I love it.
I would.
It's like getting shot in the fat spot in your leg, and you're like, oh, motherfucker, but it's so good.
No, I can't. You want more. It's, I like, don't get me wrong, I like a good, tasty, spicy meal. I love how this turned into the maritime, food podcast, but I like a good
hungry
heat and flavor, but my stomach, yeah. I'm then keeled over in the like in the fetal position for an hour because yeah. I got a bad stomach, so
yeah, you got bad tummy.
Yeah, don't drink a bottle of tequila on an empty stomach.
Made by a real Jamaican.
It's real Jamaican.
It's not
made by Jamaican. I love how the grammar on that one too is just like word for word. It's real Jamaican made by Jamaican. Oh fuck yeah!
It's like a sing.
Give me a slice. Britney's sister forgot half a thing of Irving's banana bread in our fridge.
Nice.
So I'm getting a slice of banana bread while I'm on the show. Yeah. So.
Sounds good.
Yeah, we're gonna do that. So... We're gonna have to. I don't know.
Make it part of the show.
We really should.
We should, but we're terrible. Honestly, we're fucking terrible at vlogging. It's really the problem.
I am bad at it. I'm bad at remembering to do it.
And it's impossible for me. I tried to get the GoPro working. I was having trouble with it. It was annoying the shit.
No, because you sneezed. And you somehow reformat the SD card. Like it.
Telling you, dude, it's the fucking electronic thing. It's fucking awful. But I wish we could track me because I fucking just vanish into the night. More than once, poor Brad was looking for me and somebody had to grab a hold of me and say, stop moving. because you were trying to, we were trying to leave, and I kept fucking off on you because I was waiting and waiting, and I'd look around and I'd be like, boom. And I just, yeah, I know, dude. I have a weird EMP lead farmer. It's only got two buttons. It's true. But I live in everyday fear of this electro thing that goes on with me. I can't wear electronic watches. Headphones, like this thing here, just stopped working. Like I have to use a mic. I used to use my mic. Can't use it anymore. It just doesn't want to work. Guns, markers have just stopped working in my hands. They've gone off randomly when they shouldn't, because your trigger was sensitive, but it was stupid when I had it. It was like a fucking machine gun. Cell phones will just die randomly. Computers just chat. Mm-hmm. So that's why I had to go all mech, man. I had to give it up. I have to. And there's like some waffles going on with some beautifully like nice stuff going up. Fucking Jeppa picked up a new mini. It's sick. And I'm kind of jealous every time because I look at those fancy like spacey guns. My ankle bracelet. Yeah, we can fit one of those, bud.
I'm half tempted to find a cheap GPS tracker and just drop it in your pocket and see where you go.
At an event?
Yeah.
It would be like fucking Family Circus. The kid that like runs around, you get the little...
I'm thinking like...
Where did Tom go during it? And it would just show me stopping in places.
Like a runner's GPS tracker or something that I can upload to a map.
Motherfucker, I didn't sit for like 8 or 9 hours. It was stupid.
I know.
My legs hated me so much after that.
I want more banana bread now.
Ordered a pizza. Ate a slice. Passed out.
Oh yeah, we were done after PRZ. Holy hell!
And everyone was so fucking cool. I still can't get over how awesome everybody was. Just seeing, because I'm sure I aggravated more than one of them. Like I'm sure there was some aggravated motherfuckers on that other team.
A lot of people were just like, "Look at this motherfucker having a good time. Look at him go. Fuck that guy."
just making my way around into people's tents and saying, "Fuck my hey buddy, here you go, man. I'm gonna."
Led from watching this and listening to the UFO hearing. What a night.
Oh, that's right. That's on tonight. I got to go check that out.
I thought it already happened. I thought it was live streamed earlier today.
Well, they're going to admit that aliens exist. We already fucking know that.
Right.
I'm not going to wear no fucking collar, but I'm sure we could strap it to the crown or something. One of those GPS trackers with pets for the camera.
Oh, that'd be hilarious.
Get one of those little things and strap it on and just put it like... mounted into the crown.
Yeah.
So that I could just not fuck with it and then just hand it to you. Because if I touch it, it's fucked. It's dead.
Yeah. The hard part is finding one that's cheap. But I definitely want to do that because I think it'd be hilarious.
I'm sure if you go and hang out at the SPCA, you can find one cheap.
I mean, yeah, I could just get you chipped.
Like, fuck. I already carry a chip. It's my phone, motherfucker. Good evening, Rhino.
Oh, what's happening?
Whenever he doesn't show up, I have to wear the hat. It's just so that we all feel him in spirit. And it's even like the right colors.
Nice.
I got to get me an NFT shirt. Remind me, Rhino, I got to get one. I just don't feel right not having one. It's just look nice on my fine body.
You're going to need a wall for all that stuff, man. You're going to need a wall for all that.
Let's not get into that part, that problem yet.
No. Not yet.
No.
So next week, I don't know what we're going to do. And by we, I don't know what I'm going to do because you're going to be away.
I'm going to be really fucked up.
You're going to have fun. We both got to give you two shirts, one for you and one for bread. Thanks. I am the carbs.
I am frying pan.
I know I've got rolls, but I'm not.
I know that got a bit jelly because jam don't shake like that.
What? So I don't know what we're going to do tomorrow or next week. I don't know. Maybe because we're going to have to get lead on in 2 weeks because we got to do that.
I would say get yourself the good substitute, which would be see what Mr. Zach's saying.
Maybe. Or
Mr. Zach, you want to come on the show next week?
Or take advantage of my co-host being
Mr. Zach
gone, and I might head up for a Tactical Thursday.
That is not a bad idea.
Right? Maybe that's what I'll do. That'll be fun.
Yeah. We could get Zach, or I could go play paintball. Fuck you, Zach. I'm going to play paintball.
He would that's absolutely the... understand.
Well, he would throw you under the bus to go play paintball, as he should.
Absolutely. I would expect nothing less. But I think we're going to pretty much end it there.
It's about that time.
About that
hour.
Time. So, folks, thanks for hanging out with us, chit-chatting away.
It's been a wild ride.
It has been. And in 2 weeks, we're going to it's not Tactical Thursdays next week. What? Why not?
No, I think it's next week, isn't it? It's not this week.
I thought it was every week.
No, it's every other week.
Oh, that's stupid.
Wow.
Well, I don't know what I'm going to do then. I'll figure something out. I'll go do something.
Yes. It's an old one that I found in a box. And I was like, oh, fuck. I remember this because there was a game that we used to play on Xbox where you were tagging shit.
Oh. I remember that game.
I'm going to find out that he's like a racist or some fucking thing. That I'm just going to, you know what? I'm just going to go get myself a Cleveland Indians hat and you can all go fuck yourselves.
Yeah, I remember that game. It was a dope game. I love that game.
Echo?
Huh?
Fuck. My buddy Goblin knows what it is.
Yeah.
It was the shit to wear in 98. You're damned right it was.
It really was.
Everybody, I used to have a pair of those puffy Echo fans.
Oh, God, don't remind me. I don't want to relive those days.
God, they were so comfy.
No, I don't want to relive those days. It's like the stupid belts. Everyone, it was like the longer the belt, the cooler it was. Remember when it was like...
That I don't. You got me on that one.
No, it was like everyone wore like the military style belts, but they were all different colors. Like there was red, blue, yellow, green. Randy River.
That one I don't remember.
No.
Nope. That one missed me.
Does anybody remember Randy River, or was it just a fever dream I had?
No, I don't think it was. But I trust your memory on that. No. Hi, Terry. Fuck with the other one. Get him.
Yeah, they're
get him, Terry.
They're busy being little bastards. Okay. Well. We're out of here, folks. It has been fun. Thanks for hanging out with us. And until next week. Not next week. Maybe next week. I don't know.
We'll figure it out, but we're going to see you again soon. And hopefully we'll have a sexy, sexy gift.
Hope
too,
so.
Too much hash when I was younger. Blair, I am sorry that I did not do my duty and offer you enough pot.
He was working.
And next year, he was. But next year, I'm bringing him some hash. I'll find him something nice. Nothing fancy. I don't want to don't go crazy, but I'll find him some nice hash.
There you go. All right, folks. It's been fun. We'll catch you later.
Code Nightmare PB for something?
Just use it everywhere, folks. It might work. It might not. All right.
Yeah.
We're out of here. Cheers.
Peace.